This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Imfinzi. Active ingredient, S. Durvalumab. This leaflet provides important information about using Imfinzi. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Imfinzi. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Imfinzi? Imfinzi contains the active ingredient durvalumab. Imfinzi is a monoclonal antibody, a type of protein. It is a type of immunotherapy and belongs to a group of medicines called immune checkpoint inhibitors. It works with your immune system to destroy cancer cells. Imfinzi can be used to treat a type of lung cancer called non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC. It may be prescribed to you in combination with chemotherapy that contains platinum prior to surgery, neoadjuvant treatment and alone after surgery, adjuvant treatment if your cancer has spread within your lung and is able to be removed by surgery, alone if your cancer has spread within your lung and cannot be removed by surgery, and you have tried radiotherapy and chemotherapy that contains platinum, and your cancer has shrunk or has not worsened. Imfinzi can be used to treat a type of lung cancer called small cell lung cancer, SCLC. It may be prescribed to you alone if you have limited stage SCLC, LSSCLC, and your cancer has not been removed by surgery and your cancer has responded or stabilized after initial treatment with radiotherapy and chemotherapy that contains platinum in combination with chemotherapy if you have extensive stage SCLC, ESSCLC, where your cancer has spread within your lungs or to other parts of the body and you have not received previous treatment. Imfinzi in combination with chemotherapy can be used to treat a type of cancer called biliary tract cancer, BTC, such as cancer of the bile ducts, cholangiocarcinoma and gallbladder. It may be prescribed to you if your cancer has spread within these regions or to other parts of the body. Imfinzi in combination with tremelimumab can be used to treat a type of liver cancer called unresectable hepatocellular carcinoma, UHCC. It may be prescribed to you if your cancer cannot be removed by surgery, unresectable, and has spread within your liver or to other parts of the body. Imfinzi can be used to treat a type of cancer of the lining of the uterus, endometrial cancer that has spread beyond the original tumor or come back, recurred. It may be prescribed to you in combination with chemotherapy, followed by Imfinzi alone. A test may be used to find out the mismatch repair, MMR status of your endometrial cancer to help your doctor decide which treatment option may be the best for your cancer. Imfinzi is used to treat a type of bladder cancer called muscle-invasive bladder cancer, MIBC. It is used in combination with chemotherapy prior to the surgical removal of your bladder and adjuvant treatment followed by Imfinzi alone after surgery, adjuvant treatment. It may be prescribed to you if your cancer has spread into the muscle layer of the bladder, but not to other parts of the body. When Imfinzi is given in combination, it is important that you also read the consumer medicine information, CMI, for the specific anti-cancer medicines you may be receiving. If you have any questions about these medicines, ask your doctor. Your doctor may have prescribed Imfinzi for another reason. What should I know before I use Imfinzi? Warnings. Do not use Imfinzi if you are allergic to durvalumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use Imfinzi. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue or other parts of the body, rash, itching or hives on the skin. Check with your doctor if you have an autoimmune disease, a condition where the body attacks its own cells like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or lupus. If you already have an autoimmune disease, your risk of immune-mediated side effects may be higher with immune checkpoint inhibitor medicines, such as Imfinzi, as they may cause inflammation in parts of your body. You may also experience more frequent flares of your autoimmune disease, which in the majority of cases are mild. Have had an organ transplant. Have lung or breathing problems. Have liver problem. have any other medical conditions, take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You should not be given Imfinzi if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you use it during pregnancy. If you could become pregnant, you must use adequate birth control while you are being treated with Imfinzi and for at least 3 months after your last dose. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not be given Imfinzi if you are breastfeeding. It is not known if the active ingredient in Imfinzi passes into breast milk, but if it does, there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. Do not breastfeed if you are being given Imfinzi and for at least 3 months after the last dose. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Imfinzi. How do I use Imfinzi? How much and when to take Imfinzi? Imfinzi will be given to you as a liquid infusion into your vein, IV. An infusion takes about 1 hour and will normally be given every 2, 3, or 4 weeks. Depending on your type of cancer, Imfinzi may be given in combination with other anti-cancer medicines. Your doctor will decide how many treatments you need. When Imfinzi is given on the same day as chemotherapy, the Imfinzi infusion goes first, followed by chemotherapy. When Imfinzi is given on the same day as tremelimumab, the tremelimumab infusion goes first, followed by Imfinzi. Please refer to the CMI of the other anti-cancer medicines in order to understand the use of these other medicines. If you have questions about these medicines, ask your doctor. If you miss an appointment to be given Imfinzi, call your doctor right away to reschedule your appointment. It is very important that you do not miss a dose of Imfinzi. What should I know while using Imfinzi? Things you should do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Imfinzi. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Imfinzi affects you. Imfinzi is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Store unopened vials under refrigeration at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius in the original carton to protect from light. Do not freeze. Do not shake. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use Imfinzi, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use Imfinzi after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Imfinzi can cause your immune system to attack normal organs and tissues in many areas of your body, and can affect the way they work, and this can cause the side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. When Imfinzi is given in combination with other anti-cancer medicines, e.g. chemotherapy or tremelimumab, it is important that you also read the Consumer Medicine Information, CMI, for the specific anti-cancer medicines you may be receiving. If you have any questions about these medicines, including side effects, ask your doctor. Serious side effects. Serious side effects, signs and symptoms. Problems with your lungs. Lung inflammation that may include new or worsening cough, shortness of breath, chest pain. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, COPD, which causes the narrowing of airways and makes it difficult to breathe. Lung infection, pneumonia, or influenza that may include coughing of phlegm, fever, chills, and difficulty breathing. Problems with your liver. Inflammation of the liver that may include nausea or vomiting, feeling less hungry, pain on the right side of stomach, yellowing of skin or whites of eyes, drowsiness, dark urine, or bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal. Problems with your intestines. Inflammation of the intestines may include diarrhea, or more bowel movements than usual, black, tarry, sticky stools, or stools with blood, or mucus, severe stomach pain, or tenderness. Problems with some of your hormone glands. Inflammation of your hormone glands may include headaches that will not go away, or unusual headaches, extreme tiredness, weight gain, or weight loss, dizziness, or fainting, feeling more hungry or thirsty than usual, hair loss, feeling cold, constipation, changes to your voice, urinating more often than usual, nausea or vomiting, stomach area, abdomen pain, changes in mood or behavior, such as decreased sex drive. Increased anxiety, irritability, or forgetfulness, fast and deep breathing, confusion, or a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, or a different odor to your urine or sweat. Problems with your kidneys. Inflammation of your kidney, that may include changes in the amount or color of your urine, swelling in your ankles, or loss of appetite. Problems with your urinary tract. Infection that may include the need to urinate urgently and frequently, burning pain, or sensation when urinating, bladder still feels full after urinating, pain above your pubic bone, blood in the urine. Problems with your skin or mouth. Inflammation of the skin or mouth may include rash, itching, skin blistering, or ulcers in the mouth, or other mucous membranes. Thrush in the mouth. Problems with your nose and throat. Nose or throat infection, sinusitis, or tonsillitis. Problems with your heart. Inflammation of your heart may include chest pain, shortness of breath, or irregular heartbeat. Problems with your muscles. Inflammation of your muscles may include muscle weakness, tiredness and/or pain, and/or rapid fatigue of the muscles in one or more areas of your body. Problems with your blood. Low number of blood platelets may include bleeding, e.g. nose or gum bleeding and/or bruising. Infusion-related reactions may include chills or shaking, itching or rash, flushing, shortness of breath or wheezing, dizziness, fever, feeling like passing out, back or neck pain, or facial swelling. Encephalitis or meningitis may include seizures, neck stiffness, headache, fever, chills, vomiting, eye sensitivity to light, confusion and sleepiness. Guillain-Barré syndrome may include pain, weakness, and paralysis in the extremities. General body. An inflammatory response that may include low or high body temperature, increased heart rate, increased breathing rate and/or abnormal white blood cell count. Problems with your immune system. Immune system attacking your red blood cells. Signs and symptoms may include unusual weakness and fatigue with increased heart rate and breathing difficulties, yellowing of the skin or whites of the eyes, jaundice, dark urine and/or an enlarged spleen. Inflammation of the spinal cord. Symptoms may include pain, numbness, tingling, or weakness in the arms, or legs, bladder, or bowel problems including needing to urinate more frequently, urinary incontinence, difficulty urinating and constipation. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Your doctor may give you other medicines, in order to prevent more severe complications, and reduce your symptoms. Your doctor may withhold the next dose of Imfinzi, or stop your treatment with Imfinzi. Problems with your eyes. Inflammation of your eyes, uveitis. Signs and symptoms include eye redness, eye pain, light sensitivity, and/or changes in vision. What to do? Contact a medical eye specialist, ophthalmologist straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice these side effects, as you may need urgent medical attention. Immune checkpoint inhibitor class effects. There have been cases of the following serious side effects reported during treatment with other medicines in this class, which may also occur during treatment with Imfinzi. Decreased ability of the pancreas to make digestive enzymes, which may result in symptoms such as diarrhea with loose and oily stools, weight loss, metabolic bone disease, and vitamin or mineral deficiencies, known as exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. Decreased production of blood cells, which may result in symptoms such as weakness, shortness of breath, dizziness, fast or irregular heartbeat, frequent infections, unexplained or easy bruising, or bleeding from gums or other tissues, known as aplastic anemia. a condition where the immune system makes too many infection-fighting cells, which may result in symptoms such as an enlarged liver and/or spleen, skin rash, lymph node enlargement, breathing problems, easy bruising, kidney abnormalities and heart problems, known as hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis, celiac disease, which may result in symptoms such as stomach pain, diarrhea and bloating, after consuming gluten-containing foods. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Most common side effects reported in clinical trials. Most common side effects. Imfinzi alone. Cough. Diarrhea. Stomach pain. Skin rash, or itchiness. Fever. Swelling of the legs. Upper respiratory tract infection. Underactive thyroid gland that can cause tiredness, or weight gain. Hypothyroidism. Overactive thyroid gland which may cause many different symptoms including weight loss, hand tremors, rapid or irregular heartbeat. What do to? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Imfinzi in combination with platinum-based chemotherapy, lung cancer, nausea, constipation, feeling tired or weak, fatigue, skin rash and itchiness, decrease in appetite, hair loss, diarrhea, inflammation of the nerves causing numbness, weakness, tingling, or burning pain of the arms and legs. Cough. Vomiting. Underactive thyroid gland that can cause tiredness, or weight gain. Hypothyroidism. What do to? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Imfinzi with chemotherapy, etoposide, and carboplatin, or cisplatin, lung cancer. Nausea. Hair loss. Decreased appetite. Feeling tired or weak, fatigue, constipation, vomiting, cough. What do to? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Imfinzi with chemotherapy, gemcitabine and cisplatin, biliary tract cancer and or bladder cancer. Low number of red blood cells, anemia. Low number of white blood cells, neutropenia, lymphopenia and or leukopenia. Low number of blood platelets, thrombocytopenia. Abnormal kidney function tests, diarrhea, stomach pain, constipation, nausea, vomiting, feeling tired or weak, fatigue, fever, abnormal liver function tests, decrease in appetite, skin rash and itchiness, underactive thyroid gland that can cause tiredness or weight gain, hypothyroidism, inflammation of the nerves causing numbness, weakness, tingling, or burning pain of the arms and legs. What do to? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Imfinzi in combination with chemotherapy, carboplatin, and paclitaxel, endometrial cancer. Low number of red blood cells, anemia, nausea, feeling tired or weak, fatigue. Low number of white blood cells, neutropenia and leukopenia, constipation. Low number of platelets, thrombocytopenia, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, decreased appetite. Swelling of legs, underactive thyroid gland that can cause tiredness or weight gain, hypothyroidism, abnormal liver function tests, muscle pain, inflammation of the nerves causing numbness, weakness, tingling, or burning pain of the arms and legs, cough/productive cough, hair loss, skin rash, or itchiness. What do to? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Imfinzi in combination with tremelimumab, hepatocellular cancer, underactive thyroid gland that can cause tiredness or weight gain, stomach pain, diarrhea, abnormal pancreas function test, swelling of the legs, fever, abnormal liver function tests, cough, skin rash, or itchiness. What do to? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Some side effects can only be found when your doctor does blood tests from time to time to check your progress, e.g. abnormal thyroid gland function test, underactive or overactive high calcium level, low sodium level, low number of white blood cells, low number of red blood cells, low number of blood platelets, abnormal liver function tests, e.g. aspartate aminotransferase, AST increased, alanine aminotransferase, ALT increased, or pancreas function tests, or kidney function tests, e.g. blood creatinine increased. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other less common side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of Imfinzi. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. Imfinzi is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Imfinzi contains. Active ingredient, main ingredient, durvalumab. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients. Histidine, histidine hydrochloride, monohydrate, tetrahydrose, dehydrate, polysorbate 80 water for injections. Do not take Imfinzi if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Imfinzi looks like. Imfinzi concentrated solution for infusion is a clear to opalescent, colorless to slightly yellow liquid in a glass vial. Australian registration number, S. Imfinzi, 500 mg. 500 mg per 10 milliliters in 10 milliliter vial for intravenous infusion, OSTAR 2-8-3-2-1-6. Imfinzi, 120 mg, 120 mg / 2.4 milliliters in 10 milliliter vial for intravenous infusion, OSTAR 2-8-3-2-1-5. Who distributes Imfinzi? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311166. Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared the 1st of October 2025. Imfinzi is a trademark of the AstraZeneca group of companies. AstraZeneca 2025. VV RIM 01430609 V24.